I asked the young hitchhiker I picked up, as if I were asking for directions, "How do you get to heaven from here?" After an extended pause, he replied, "Go to church and pay your tithes." Do you know how to get to heaven from here? How confident of heaven would you be if today were your last day on the earth? If you answer, "I hope so," or "I'm not sure," you have a serious issue to settle. Years ago, a college sociology teacher asked the same question asked of the hitchhiker to a class of about 30, of which I was one. The answers boiled down to two. One, obey the Ten Commandments and attend church regularly. And two, just live a good life and you'll make it. The teacher favored answer number one. Unfortunately, neither of the answers on the blackboard were correct. In that classroom sat hundreds of cumulative years of pew-sitting, and no one knew the answer. I hadn't voted. I raised my hand and asked the professor if he would accept Jesus Christ as an authority on how to get to heaven. He agreed that he would. I explained that Jesus revealed the great mystery of salvation in John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." To be born again, that's the only way to see the kingdom of God. This miracle begins the day one repents of his sins and believes upon the blood of Jesus Christ for the cleansing of the soul. One must ask Christ to be the Lord of his life. A literal second birth takes place. This time, one is born of the Spirit of God. The results are a life of magnificent freedom, purpose, and promise. Will today be the day you are born a second time? Will today be the day you participate in the greatest miracle of all time, a miracle that will last forever? Click on to Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now, for today's subject. God said, Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." God said, John 8:31 and 32, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." God said, 1 Timothy 6:20 and 21, "O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen." Man said, "Science and education are the gods of the enlightened. There is no need for some mythological god in his archaic Bible. We are free of those shackles." Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 858 that will once again certify the inerrancy of God's holy word. All of these faith-building features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the edification of the sons and daughters of God and as a platform from which to win the lost sons and daughters of Adam. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for coming. May God's face shine upon you and all that you put your hand unto. Noah Webster's 1828 American Dictionary of the English Language defines truth and writes, "Conformity to fact or reality, exact accordance with that which is or has been or shall be." As a primary example, Webster uses John 17:17, where the Lord Christ speaks to the Father and says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Truth. Real truth never changes. Carnal man's truth, on the other hand, is in a constant state of flux. His truth of today debunks his truth of yesterday, and his truth of tomorrow will debunk his truth of today. Sinners are continually looking for a replacement for the God who created them. To much of the educated ranks, evolution has become God. Just as the Bible answers the three questions of Philosophy 101, "Where did I come from? Why am I here? And where am I going?" evolutionary theory also offers its answers. Evolution's answers to those same three questions are, You came from nothing. Your life has no divine reason, and you're going nowhere. Not very appealing, is it? God is not contrary to science. He is perfect science. But much of the scientific community simply refuse to retain God in their knowledge, continually parading before the public their latest truth that there is no God. You will note in the examples in this feature that carnaldom's champions consistently crumble under the weight and the scrutiny of real truth. Note, several of the following examples are from a handbook written by D.T. Gish, Ph.D., titled Brainwashed. Ramapithecus, the claimed intermediate between ape and man, was based on a few teeth and a jaw fragment. Later, additional fossil materials were discovered, and Ramapithecus became a modern orangutan. God said, Genesis 1:27, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." Australopithecines, first reported in 1924 by Dart as an upright, walking, little-brained intermediate between man and ape, was debunked by evolutionist Lord Zuckerman and Oxford's Dr. Charles. Australopithecines did not walk upright and were no intermediate. God said, Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Java man, who for over 30 years was a supposed intermediate of ape and man, was constructed of a large leg bone, a skull cap, and three molar teeth found within 50 feet of one another. Dr. Du Bois, who found these pieces, omitted the information that he had discovered modern human skulls near his Java man at the same level. After deluding the academics for decades, he finally revealed that his Java man was not manlike, but probably just a giant gibbon. God said, Exodus 20, verse 11, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Neanderthal man is no longer considered a missing link. All anthropologists now believe he was fully human. God said, Revelation 14, 6 and 7, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters." Complete skeletons of Cro-Magnon man, who had a larger cranial capacity than modern men, have been unearthed. But if you dressed him in a business suit, Cro-Magnon man would go completely unnoticed. God said, Deuteronomy 4, verse 32, "For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it." Nebraska man, made famous by the Scopes evolution trial, was fully debunked when further excavations found that the proof of this intermediate between ape and man was actually the tooth of a pig. God said, Isaiah 45, 18, "For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else." The Piltdown man fooled the world's greatest authorities for over 40 years until 1953, when he was discovered to be a hoax. The evolutionists claimed he was about 500,000 years old until it was discovered that his teeth had been filed down and stained to create the illusion of great age. God said, Proverbs 30, verse 6, "Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar." In November 1999, National Geographic promoted a missing link between dinosaurs and birds, but alas, it was proven a fraud. Much to the embarrassment of the experts, their hero turned out to be a dinosaur tail glued to a primitive bird. God said, Psalms 14, verse 1, "The fool hath said in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Now the Big Bang is in trouble. It may be the Big Bounce instead. Dark matter and dark energy are under attack. The Antichrist group just can't seem to get it right. God said, Romans 1, verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Now, their latest rising star, the ultimate missing link, Homonology, has bit the dust, though some of its pundits have yet to be informed. The headline in the August 2017 issue of Scientific American reads, Our Cousin Neo, with the subhead, a remarkably complete skeleton and at last an age for mysterious homonology. If truth is to be told, evolutionists have a problem, but a problem they have become quite familiar with. The age of homonology was estimated as anywhere between 900,000 to at least 1.8 million years, and it needed to be if it was to fit in the evolutionary model. Unfortunately, their tests are in, and the age of homonology is reported at 236,000 to 335,000 years of age. Of course, even these dates are the result of evolution's doctrine of uniformitarianism. The title of an August 2017 feature in Acts and Facts written by Brian Thomas reads, Another Evolutionary Ancestor Gets Nixed. Much of this short feature follows. Homonology skyrocketed to international fame in 2015 as a claimed ape-like ancestor of man that fit the story of human evolution. Discoverer and promoter Lee Berger published hasty reports and then toured the world with dynamic, media-packed presentations. Back then, the Associated Press wrote, The scientist had discovered a new member of the human family tree in the odd-looking fossil assembly. The Institute for Creation Research responded to the claims and made a bold prediction that further research has now verified. Creation zoologist Frank Sherwin wrote, We predict on the basis of the creation model, homonology, too, will become just one more dead end in the questionable human evolution parade. New dating results show why Mr. Sherwin was right. ICR geologist Tim Clary described a key dating dilemma when he analyzed details published in 2015 about homonology setting. He wrote that a relatively young evolutionary age assignment would place homonology alongside species of modern humans instead of demonstrating it to be an ancestor of modern humans. Now in 2017, scientists, including Berger, revealed new dates that place homonology only several hundred thousand years ago, far too recently to match their 2015 claims that it represented a human ancestor. A large team of scientists published the unexpectedly young age assignments in the online journal eLife. The University of the Witwatersrand in South Africa wrote about the results. After the description of the new species in 2015, experts had predicted that the fossil should be around the age of these other primitive species. Instead, the fossils from the Denality Chamber are barely more than one-tenth that age. In other words, those who believed that this fossilized creature was evolving into humans had predicted an age of older than 2 million years. Now their own dating methods have refuted this. Meanwhile, experts have completely disagreed over the evolutionary significance of every other supposed ape-human transition, including the famous Lucy, which is merely an extinct ape. Those who believe God created apes separately from man therefore predicted that more research would eliminate homonology from the fake parade of human evolution candidates. Creation science got this one right. Despite its initial glad entry into the evolutionary lobby, it didn't take long for homonology to turn right around and exit the building, just like creation thinkers foresaw. End of quotes. Homonology's Age Surprises Scientists. That was the title of a June 2017 feature in Science News. The subhead reads, Ancient-looking hominid dates to the time of humankind's origins. A couple of paragraphs from Science News follow. However complex H. Nolides' behavior may have been, ancient aspects of its anatomy rule it out as an ancestor of H. sapiens, says Donald Johansson of Arizona State University in Tempe. Johansson, co-discoverer of Lucy, argues that H. sapiens originated in East Africa. Researchers generally place that evolutionary turning point, wherever it occurs, at between 200,000 and 300,000 years ago. The rising star cave hominids, much like the hobbits, evolved in isolation and have no relevance to the origins of humankind, Johansson says, end of quote. Cousin Neo, another champion has bit the dust. The supporters of the Antichrist will continue to parade before us their champions to challenge the Word of God, but everyone will ultimately fail. The anti-Bible crowd should consider Jude's admonition, Jude 1:14 and 15. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." Children of God, rest easy. The Word of God is true and righteous altogether, and this truth never changes. God said, Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." God said, John 8:31 and 32, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." God said, 1 Timothy 6:20 and 21, "O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings, and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen." Man said, "Science and education are the gods of the enlightened. There is no need for some mythological god in his archaic Bible. We are free of those shackles." Now you have the record.